Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, one time for your motherfucking mind. Hey, can y'all hear me? Hey, can you motherfuckers hear me? Hey, you die for. What y'all know about that? Hey, yo, this the new fish shot just loaded in my iPhone. In the past 2 days, it's kind of been my zone. Holding my throne, many cats say they do that. Depends on you rapping, Steve, so where you at? Certified official grade A, well, my pedigree. This recipe, my specialty, keep it hotter than weather be. Rooted in icicle, better than you ever see. I'm keeping my life simple, smarter than a spelly bee. So it's D.I., you can feel the rest in. It's deep in my soul, cause hip-hop is my best friend. And my habits back to enter the crossroads. Until then, I'm dropping gems like Mobb Deep, so let's go. This shit is simple, probably take me a minute. I create a masterpiece before your punchline is finished. Simple-minded, diminished, my brain will always replenish. Proof of thought, rising fast like the gravity given. It's time to make money, never relax in the prison. Unless my time is money, then I'll tackle that sentence. I react with divisions to keep my life in attendance. For the fam, I say bam, I let the pen tremendous. Play the cards I was given, hope for the fame and the fortune. Keep my P's and Q's tight, if not shame and divorce. And see the world is fortune, the state of heat is extortion. The ones that make it out, I catch a feeling that's awesome. This that new is so cussing on the radio. Close your eyes and picture me up in the stereo. Microphone check one, can you hear me loud? Microphone check one, two, you hear me now? This that new is so cussing on the radio. Close your eyes and picture me up in the stereo. Microphone check one, can you hear me loud? Microphone check one, two, you hear me now?
Yo, 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 what's happening, y'all? It's your boy, Die Lansky. This is Die 4 Radio. Thank you for joining us once again. You know what I'm saying? We're doing this every Tuesday and Thursday, 8:30 Pacific time. We always have good shows, but we definitely have a great one for you today. We got the OG, legendary man himself, Cocaine, in the building with us. It's definitely going to be a hot interview. He's doing big things right now. About to drop his album, actually, on January 10th. And we're going to talk a lot about that as well. You know what I'm saying? I see my homie Fall already in the house, which is expected.
Yo.
What's up with you, my dude? How you doing?
Doing good, man. Excited about this show today, man. Got Cocaine in the fucking house, man.
And I already know that's one of your favorites. Well, one of my favorites, too,
fuck
but
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
you
cool.
Know,
that's
you
cool.
Know,
we also...
What up?
No, go ahead.
No, I thought you were going to say something.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, we also got some independent music we're going to be playing as well tonight, and some people calling in, you know what I'm saying, to definitely show the support to independent artists. So it's just a beautiful thing how we do it.
Oh, yeah,
but,
for sure,
yeah.
Man. That's how we do it.
But he's going to be calling a little bit, so we definitely going to just go to the phone lines real quick again and then get in some music and, you know, just get this vibe started. I got a 716-416-465. What's up? You're on Die 4 Radio.
N-E-S-T-O when the N stands for nasty. What up, Die 4?
Nasty.
Yo.
What's up, homie?
Not much. Just chilling. Actually feeling better from last week's show. Got to go. Had to show my respect and call in and be more a part of this show, unlike how I was last week. So,
it's all good, man. Hell yeah, I got sick this weekend too, man. There's definitely something going around and it just wipes you out. So it's obviously, you know what I'm saying, completely, completely understandable. You know what I'm saying. So what's new with you, Nesto? What you got going?
Everybody, well, you already know the City on a Map single is out. I'm pushing that heavily. And one for all those who love the song and want to get a hold of it, is momentarily available for free download on my Reverb Nation page at www.reverbnation.com/youngness. Other than that, it's the City on the Map album. Just wrapping that up. Only songs I'm actually waiting for songs to be returned by Lil Wit and Jaden Cash. And man, other than that, the album was basically
and it's
wrapped
a wrap,
up.
Huh?
Yeah,
that's what's up. You're still shooting for 2013. You're trying to drop something before Christmas.
Oh,
I mean,
no,
2014.
Oh, no, the album is still 2014 because I actually want to do this album. I want to do this project the right way. I actually want to, now that the City on the Map single is out, one of my closest friends who's actually going to the University of Buffalo for filming, he's a very known photographer around here. He's at, one of his videos is actually up for nomination. One of his music videos is actually up for nomination over in the UK, and that was actually his first music video. And City on the Map is about to be his second music video. So if that one is about, if his first music video is about to win an award, I already know that this one is going to be crazy. And his very first music video I actually starred in, I don't know if you heard of another deal, he's actually a Buffalo legend, but his name is Quadir Latif, and I starred in his music video actually earlier this year, and it went crazy overseas in the UK and is actually up for an award.
That's what's up.
So yeah, so my circle of friends, because we doing it big, we trying to help each other get out of here, and yeah, that's what's up with me. But what's up with you guys? How y'all doing?
Man, we're good, man.
We're ready, man.
Yeah, about to get it in with Cocaine in here, and just in a few, you know, bump some good music. You know, we're doing the show with Vinky Mac and Lazy Bone and them on Saturday, and then.
Right.
Everything else. I knew on Soul Focus earlier, they had DJ Yellow on there. Big shout out to him, NWA. You know what I'm saying? So it was, yeah, it's really,
I couldn't get through that motherfucker today.
Oh, hell nah. It was locked. I was lucky to get through. I think they see my number. They have my phone number memorized now. So I'm like, I can get up.
I was like,
big
fuck
shout
this
out
shit. I just listened to the
show.
I didn't
get a chance to talk to him.
No, absolutely. But big shout out to Justified. You know what I'm saying? And Focus and Greenleaf and Mr. Raw, you know what I mean? We're going to definitely just go into some music real quick. You know, actually, speaking of Justified, I'm going to go ahead and do this, you know what I'm saying, and Cocaine and a special guest, West Coast Stand Up.
Something I did. These niggas in the game, quick to This word is utterly head dog. I'ma make a straight cornfish. Or you can eat that last piece of cornbread. I like fried pickle, big bean pie. Players against it, don't die, we multiply. Smoke big green log. Green log. E4 justify, we some boss hogs. Like them dudes, them dudes. Rolling up to my bay and my dudes. Nigga, if you got the problem with me, we can go outside and talk. All of this about us like a chicken. Rock, 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 rock. With E4D and just about that. Thought we about that, thought we about that. Awesome super chickens. Rock, rock, rock. Awesome super chickens. Rock, rock. Bushes and off the shit I love. If you don't make six figures, yeah, it's fuck. Yeah,
all you do is toss it up. Then you throw it out.
Throw it out.
Niggas don't be saving hoes. Flip out your paper route.
Paper route.
Justify this E40 and Mr. K.
Mr. K.
Get your cash, niggas, while you can. Cause you know we deep in the game.
Nigga, they tell me be about my rap. They're shedding the mate. So that mean I gotta find a few bitches to break. Now niggas think cause I got a record deal. I can't break a bitch and take a chip. You niggas think I got these hoes on the field. Cause I got deals like Destiny. What? And I wouldn't be a club if you hoes to show love and break bread instead of stressing me. I bang on y'all bitches like Shaq in the paint. They talk me chips like it ain't shit, but another trip to the bank. And you ain't gotta sell pussy to be a trick. Show me your hoe with a 10-6 and just a fuck I'm through and show you how to break that bitch. Me and Kane, we deep in the game, so they hate us. Me and Cody, LA in the Bay like the Raiders. Nigga, we chick with it. I love chips and they gon' fuck with a bitch unless she drawing interest off of 6 digits. It's paid tipping. Make that paper, break that hoe. Do a lot, whatever you gotta do. Nigga, get your dough.
All you do is toss it up.
Uh-huh.
Then you throw it out.
Throw it out.
Niggas don't be saving hoes.
What you doing?
About your paper out.
About this right.
Justify the E40.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. K.
Mr. Kane.
Get your cash any way you can.
Whatever.
You ain't no loans to the game.
What's chicken? Throw it out.
Niggas don't be saving.
What we do?
See about your paper route.
About this type.
Justify the E40.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. K.
Mr. K.
Get your cash in the way we can. Cause
what
you know
it?
We're deep in the game.
What we got? And there you have it.
There you have it.
In the streets we hold court.
Uh-huh.
To make a long story short, like some of our money. Loud noises growling and gremlin in my tummy.
In my tummy.
It's big spit out this way.
Big spit.
From Pomona to the back.
To the back.
All down.
You didn't know. We'll kill them on those old this going double. All day. Deep in the game. Yeah. Just five. E40. Mr. Kane.
The definition of a player hater. A buster. A bitch with a dick. A violator of the 6 bar of the Mac game.
Buster with a complex.
Man, you know that nigga Kyrie fucking Mac Maul out his money, man. You know that nigga Lay ain't gonna get paid. Heard Ray Love in jail and shit.
For real.
Little old bitch ass motherfucker. Mac Maul. Young Lay, Ray Love, I'ma need y'all to come in, man. I need the whole Young Black Brother Records lineup to come in and spit some game to these little old bitches with dicks, player hating, bust ass, nothing ass niggas. Now you nothing ass niggas, check gang.
Hey, play, don't be a point in your life where you just wanna smoke a motherfucker, man.
Fuck you.
Man, he get the tripping on some of that wild shit, hoes and flaunting shit. That nigga trying to kick back, man. You know, be real about his study, though. They all a nigga mix. What's up, Mac? Yeah. All right, love. What's up, player?
Hey, man, that be them in the way ass niggas. Like,
oh,
like
yeah.
This, man. When my album came out, man, next thing you know, it's a million motherfuckers in my face asking me so many questions.
Right,
Young Ray Love, what's up,
man?
Yeah, we trying to come real about the fatty, though. Hell yeah. That's right.
You know it all about that money, man. Got no time to be tripping on that stupid shit.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going down.
That's right.
But anyway, you want to serve with some of that old pink shit, man. Your nigga Young Ray Love, now.
I think I'm finna come on first.
Yeah, one motherfucker.
One more time for the streets to kill a galley. Grew up on the dank and shooting dice up in the alley. Back when niggas had names like Roxy, Chin, and Butter. OG gang from a motherfucking gun. I guess it was cool when a nigga had no riches. Cause niggas in PA and run their mouths like bitches. Much love for the hood, what up nigga, where's my homies? Show love for these niggas, but they ain't got no love for me. Jealous as fuck when I got love from the press, nigga. But all I get is mean mugs from US niggas. Now that I think these motherfuckers is so funny. I'll peel a nigga's cap for a trick ass nobody.
You better check your heart and your brain, man. I think you niggas need to get up on some game, man.
Hey, up in your house, I'm getting jacked by your daddy. All I want is the money, though. I'm all about my fatty, nigga.
Money, money, money.
Is falsified. The rest is full of mess, so they tend to hide. A lot of them is cowards who be acting whore. Some is tired ass tricks who will never get bored. Some is straight dope fiends trying to grind the yacht, but they still pushing pebbles to this motherfucking jack. Some start funk over hoes and blame it on something else. Them niggas need to check they self. But the sucker that I hate the most is the buster full of envy, mad cause he broke. Every night he be stressing, thinking that his hoe wanna get me. I wouldn't fuck her with your bitch, she ain't got nothing to give me. Cause your nigga is broke, so hoe, I know your story. So you won't have to worry about Mac more harming your boyfriend and girlfriend relationship. I got my money in my cutties, who needs a bitch? Mac Moore will never get played, I'm gonna stay that way. And you know I'm all about that money.
Trap up on a roundy dike, confusing was rise, the heart of doubt. So I grab my money and my yay, hi. Why do us youngsters be so nervous? Niggas tripping out through these tires, plus these poppers trying to service, yeah. But I kick back and just act with my fucking clan, and kick that gangster rap and spit about my gangster max. On rap tracks and spit for those that cocky freak, and give them they dap and tell them it ain't a day without drinking weed. G's get stacked, man, who's a Mac? Yeah, the nigga shook ya. Keys of crack get cut down, but not by the cooker. But yo, they crookers watching me all the time. But I keep looking and keep an eye by my spine or to my side, cause when I ride, you'll never know. But if it's up some doubt, young lay is quick to let it go and let it know. Nigga, that this is love aside, home of the Mac, player pro, squares running hot. Cause tonight, we gonna do it just like this. But if your hoe is choosing, nigga, the mic's in my fist. Some of this mixed with a whole lot of that. Oh, threw in with new and made my fatty fat.
Right there, and there you have it, motherfuckers. Straight motherfucking game from three pimping ass young playing ass motherfuckers. Ray Love, Mac Maul, and young pimping ass Slay. You know what I'm saying? They was touching on that six bar of them 32 motherfucking bars. You motherfucking bust ass niggas with complexes, broke punk ass motherfuckers that always got your motherfucking nose into somebody else's shit. Now what you need to be doing is getting your own motherfucking game side. You understand me? And you know what I'm saying? Put some fetty in your own motherfucking pocket instead of running around here talking about what the fuck it is we doing. You know what I'm saying? Cause we straight dwelling on the green and we got no time for in between. You know what I'm saying? So all you bust ass niggas, fuck y'all. We all about the fetty, man.
The wait is almost over. The album that the whole world's been waiting to drop is on its way. Buddy Boy Entertainment proudly presents the legendary Cocaine. Bringing you funk on his brand new album, Set the F Up and Cut the Check. Including the banging new single, What I, featuring Busta Rhymes and Lisa Soprano. Now being played all over the globe on various networks, such as
Dirty Basement Radio, Shut Them Down Radio, Soul Focus Radio, and Blacksmith Radio.
And featured on sites like Star Force, Hip
hiphop.com and Justify Music.net. Check out his interview on One West and Hype Magazine. Then follow him at Cocaine Official. It's going down January 10th. Enough with the talking. Shut the F up and cut the check. Hitting iTunes and everywhere else downloads are sold. I represent Southern Down Radio and I go by the name of Sneak Rothstein. Big shout out to the big homie Cocaine.
Die for radio in the house, you know what I'm saying? Waiting on our special guest, Cocaine, OG, legendary Cocaine. And, you know, people like him in this rap game definitely, you know, I was saying it earlier, they have a name, it's called Pioneers, you know what I'm saying? And they really set down an establishment of what people do. And that's one thing I love about this show is, you know, I'm starting to get a younger crowd that does listen to the Die Full Radio, and there's younger crowds that are starting to listen to, like, So Focused and Greenleaf and all these other networks and Dirty Basement and Shut 'Em Down with Sneak Rothstein, and they're starting to hear what these older dudes have to say, and they're starting to kind of change their perspective a little bit and be like, yo, you know, I feel what homie's saying on that interview, and they go back and they start listening to some of the old music and start feeling a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And I hope that that's the way, really, that the cycle's going to come back. And so, you know, I'm just honored to be here with that. But saying that, you
already know who it is, trying to stay up in this East Coast time over here, trying to make it up there with the beast from the East, from the Dirty Basement and the Green Leaf and the Soul Focus, chilling with my man Dyer Lansky. Can't wait till we get one of our tracks out there, boy. Then we really gonna be breaking bad.
Absolutely. For everybody who doesn't know, this is Mr. Raw Extraordinaire, you know what I'm saying? And I know he's on the East Coast time, so I, you know, grabbed his number and said, I got to get my mans on here because he's probably got things to do, and it's 3 hours past the time. So what's up with you, man? Everything all good?
Man, I'm just checking in, trying to stay up because, you know, I got to get up early in the morning, early to rise and grind, but I definitely got to show some love. Already had Cocaine on the Dirty Basement too, so shout out to the man. He does his thing, and wherever he's at, I'm going to shout him out and show him respect because I definitely like his music, and definitely try to tune in and see what you got popping, you know, because you're part of the coalition, so we got to keep everything in tune.
Absolutely, and we doing a fine job of that, you know what I'm saying? And everybody's working hard, everyone's putting in the work. And it's about to be on the popping, and these independent artists will see. And then Justified nowadays, he'd be definitely posting some great shit, you know, because he, you guys just have to be friends with Justified and see his statuses sometimes, because he knows what's about to happen, and he's so humble about it and everything. But still, he kind of had that, you know, he knows exactly what's about to happen. So big shout out to Justified, definitely. Well, I appreciate you talking with us. There's already a lot of calls here, so, you know, I'm going to let you. I know you got to wake up early. I'm definitely going to get into that kill zone in that time tonight, so you know what I'm saying. I always represent my man, Mr. Raw, for sure.
And if you're throwing down some of that old-school West Coast, man, go throw the DOC for me in there.
Okay, let me see what I can do. Definitely.
All right, good luck.
Definitely. I could probably get something going, definitely. Appreciate you, definitely. Well, I'm going to keep going with these phone lines because I know our guest is going to be in here like any minute. I'm going to go to the 760 number, 760-508, Die for Radio, Dyer Lansky. What's happening with you?
Man, you know this your boy Justified, just, you know what I'm saying, kicking back, checking the show out.
Yeah, we heard that earlier, man. I think you might have been on. I was kind of flipping through some things, but, man, that's a tight track with you, 40, and Cocaine, man. How'd that come along?
Yeah, that was a groundbreaking move for your boy back in, you know, when I was first getting signed and really getting pushed to a major network, you know what I mean? Before he blessed me with the feature, Cocaine actually lined it up for us, you know what I mean? He was working real close, being from Pomona, where my CEO at the time, Greg Jeter, was from. You know, Cocaine had a big hand in, you know, my project just by hooking us up with the right people to get featured on, you know, business meetings. And, you know, that's why I got so much love and respect for that dude because, you know, he saw what I was doing back then and got involved, you know what I mean? And it's just an honor to be here, you know, this many years later to be working closely, you know, with Buddy Boy and, you know, doing the promotion thing with him. So, you know, it's what goes around comes around. You feel me? We did it back then, and it's coming back for us to do it again. So, you know what I'm saying? That was a hot record. That's definitely a resume builder. I could walk in any door and be like, yeah, check me out with 40 of cocaine, and automatically got attention.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good look, too. But also, I mean, again, some of these things you're posting nowadays, I see you just put a picture up of kind of your catalog, and it's not really no joke, homie. You got quite a catalog there.
Yeah, and actually that the post, you know, don't even reflect the whole catalog because there's some covers that I couldn't find. Total, I didn't put out 13, you know, albums out the trunk, you know what I mean? And, you know, the first two albums that I did was, you know, like I said, I had a deal and I had, you know, funding and everything behind me. But, you know, when that situation, you know, came to a close, I didn't allow that, you know, to stop me from moving. And I never looked for more features. I never looked for more deals. I was just like, I'm going to do this shit myself. You know what I mean? And just produce hot records and, you know, took it to the street. I was moving 100 to 200 copies a week, you know, out the trunk, you know, for like 4 or 5 years consistently. Like, I mean, you know, every day a nigga was out there, you feel me? So it's people out there that have come, you know, face-to-face with Justified in the streets and grabbed that CD. So it's only right, you know, at all the time that we come back and bring it back.
Absolutely. And speaking of the track with Mr. OG Legendary Cocaine, the man himself, the pioneer himself, has stepped in the building. What's happening with you, my man?
What it do, Famo? What it do? Justified in the building. What it do, Dafoe Radio?
Yo, you already know. Pleasure to have you over here. I mean, for real, like, a, you know, an honor, more than a pleasure, because, again, you know, when you use pioneer, I mean, that means it's built from the ground up, and you already know, and if the listeners that don't know after tonight, you are one of the dudes that did that. So, I mean, big shout out and salute to you, definitely.
And I appreciate all that love, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate the platform that you got me standing on. It's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, Justified's still on the line. You still there with us, Justified?
Yeah, I'm tuned in for the show, bro. This is my, you know what I'm saying, my big, big homie that's, you know, doing this thing, man. And every time he's on one of our networks, I'm glued to the station.
Salute.
Absolutely. We just checked out the track just a few minutes before you came on with you, him, and E-40, and that was definitely a banger. Definitely a banger. That's the first time actually I had heard that.
Oh, yeah, man. That's one of them ones that, you know, where we came together was all 100. You know what I'm saying? E-40's my guy, and it was a pleasure to see somebody so young like Justified be mature with his business and his whole movement. So it came about the way it was supposed to, 100.
Absolutely. So I'm going to ask, man, because there's obviously people that are online right now and on the phones that know you, but, you know, I do have somewhat of a younger crowd that's really starting to follow. So tell these people who you are and why they need to know you, because it's a must that if they even trying to rap as a younger crowd, they need to know who you are.
Okay, of course I'm known as the Legendary Cocaine, but also I'm known as the most featured artist in the history of the business, the music business. And I checked into the game in '89, and, you know, ain't looked back since. And for the younger cats out there, you heard me on Mr. Untouchable, ain't nobody messing with me. So, you know what I'm saying, we got a line out to the youngsters, you know, and it's a pleasure. You know what I'm saying, to be able to cross over to the next generation and be in the game for over 2 decades. You dig?
Absolutely. And for over 2 decades, I mean, just that by itself, and to be still relevant. And that's the thing that's so crazy about the new single, What I, especially having Busta Rhymes in there, is, you know, he's been around about 2 decades as well. And y'all come together like that and still make something that's just so completely relevant. And just still so banging. I mean, what made you, I'm sure you've known Busta for a while, but what made y'all come together on this project for that track?
Well, I wanted to get out my element because music, you know, it's for everybody. I feel that, you know, when you go to the South, you're supposed to hear the South record. When you go to the West, you're supposed to hear a West record. That's the same thing for the East Coast, but it's always good to mix it up because music nowadays, it needs that variety. So, you know, when you hear the new project come out, 80% of it, it's all G-Funk, baby. I couldn't really go out my element like that. But at the same time, I got some real hardcore fans in the South, in the East Coast, and worldwide as far as that concerned. So I wanted to do something out of my element to where I can grab all the people instead of just staying in one box. And that's my whole movement on reinventing myself, you know, especially with my entertainment company. It's called Buddy Boy Entertainment. And on this company, we have something, it's like a variety of things. And that's the same thing, the same way I wanted to move. So when we got the track from these youngsters out here called Skipping Up, they're like 19, 20 years old. And I'm always, at the same time, I'm being in the game a long time, I'm always have my ear to the streets and being a student of the game, always looking for the next new. And, you know, it was undeniable because they no substitution for good. I heard the track. I said, man, I'm finna throw Busta on this mofo. And then I shot it to my guy. We took care of some business behind the scenes. And then he hopped right on it. And then I got one of these dudes up here who's the coldest, one of the coldest MCs up here. His name is Leezy Soprano. He's from Tacoma. You know, Tactown in the house, big up Northwest too. And the magic of the record happened, fam. And, you know, before I started anything, I wanted to come with a plan because my thing is you cannot have anything successful, especially as far as a record, if you don't come with the proper plan and proper people that's behind it that's going to really do what they're going to say. So once I got with the right team, such as, you know what I'm saying, Justify, So Focus, Basement Radio, all the affiliates, the DJs, DJ King Assassin, who else? Hype Magazine, Jerry Dobie, Jamila, Big Shot. And,
big shout out to Jamila.
Yeah, big shout out to my folks. That's my publicist right there. So we came with this plan, and I sat with the team, and I said, well, what y'all think about this record? And they said, let's go with this, because what it does, it gets you out of the box, Cocaine, to be able to tap into that mainstream. But it also, you know, it doesn't compromise the connection that you have between your fans, because it's about me G-funking all day. Don't get it twisted. That's what I do. You dig? But at the same time,
yeah,
I want to be able to play to win. You dig? Plain and simple.
And you said it, though. It's like you still keep your ear to the street, regardless of, you know, it's a younger this or that. When you keep your ear to the street and you step outside the box, and that's, I think, why you still are relevant and Bust is still relevant 20 years after. You know what I'm saying? Because, I kind of call it universally adapted, and we got to kind of adapt even though we stay ourselves. But, you know, sometimes that thinking out of the box is some of the, you know, the best shit you've ever done, just because you it's almost from the outside looking in for a second. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we built up so much hype. What's that?
No, go ahead, brother.
I was going to say, we built up so much hype about it, we might as well play the track for them. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm trying to told you. You know what I'm saying? This is the survivor in the game, still relevant. Cocaine with Boss or Boss and my knocker, Leezy Soprano. It's called What I. Coming out, it's burning up all the clubs right now. The DJs, hey, man, this record speaks for itself. It's called What I, and you know the rest. I owe you nothing.
How much you owe me, Shotty? Where my money at, bitch? Oh! Why I'm seeing big conglomerate?
Stunner, yeah. Mackin' with 40 bitches up in the long Hummer. Beat
hitting pussy with the stick like a bar drummer. She give it to me like when I'm taking my money from her.
Where the money at, nigga?
Motherfucker, you whip a forerunner while I'm in the Maybach speeding, burning more rubber.
Damn.
I shits on niggas, better call your mother.
Mommy.
I'm clean up shit, he's a born plumber. The way I heated up shit made it a warmer summer. I come to eat you niggas food, more supper. We born stunners, you's a born sucker. I don't owe you niggas shit, but more gutter.
You wanna buy me some Gucci, spend all your gold. What a motherfucker don't know, can't prove. Now I'm digging all in your hole. Okay, go again. Nigga talking that shit. Just a grip on my lap at all times. Burn a shaft all in my whip. Crip gang, city bang. I don't owe you a goddamn thing. Fools wanna run around town like to take the credit, like to put me on, man. I started back in 90 with my nigga Eazy-E. Above the law, NWA. Michelle A&T-O still relevant. Not irrelevant. You a church mouse, I'm an elephant. I'm crocheted to the ghetto rabbit. Don't fuck the tricks, you silly rabbit. You fuckin' with a mad ass fool again. Shit adjectives and synonyms. I'm on the island like Gilligan. Pimpin' Ginger and Marianne. Legendary, cocaine, West Coast, see the best, making moves, showing proof.
Shut the fuck up and cut the check.
They talking. Hate is all they offering. I hope you didn't think you can get away with it. Put the pen away, put them in the coffin. Eliminate all your options. Intimidate your whole posse. I think I'm about to move to a bigger state for the trying to criminate my whole mind. A cold night. Inhale and I've inhaled my whole life. I'll be in jail if my pit fail. I hold strikes. Mean good, but I've sinned well. I sold white. Came a long way from a 10 sale. Now these niggas think that I own something. Thirsty hoes with they hands down. Be the first to blow with no birth control because she hurt the flow because it stands out. All you see is these drop picks. All you see is these bands out. Talk cheap, you want to talk to me and I'll put the gun in your man's mouth. Live free, die hard. Chauffeur, I don't drive cars. That means I'm the one with the toaster with no holster and they fly far. Bitches line up to fuck with me. I hope you got your wide car because that bed hill is my treadmill. Lay dead still and I'm going to drive hard and sleep.
And you already know that's a banger right there. Man, what do you say about that? What I say about that? I mean, Busta Rhymes, Leezy Soprano, Cocaine, the legendary O'Kane. Man, that's just crazy right there. And I know in the clubs all around the country, that thing is just banging.
Yeah, it's starting to pick up right now. You know, we ain't popping no champagne bottles until we cross the finish line. And we got to say it. We keep the celebration short and on to the next race. But for the most part, we just putting paint where it ain't. You know, it takes a lot to put out a record to where you want to sell it and market your stuff. It takes a lot of grunt work. And that's something that my company is doing right now, Buddy Boy Entertainment. You know, behind the scenes, it's a lot of very important people that's really pushing this line. So it's like, you know, Cocaine ain't really coming by itself. He coming with a whole small army. And that's what it takes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because this is what we do as being one of the architects of G-Funk. This music is G-Funk is spread it out worldwide, and there was a lot of influences that at a time to when the Above the Law and Cocaine first started off, that we didn't know it was going to have an imprint on the whole game like that. So we just want to get back and be able to mix it up and show the South we can mix it up just as well as y'all can, but we also want to draw you in to 80% of the new album, which is really bringing back the new George Clinton in Parliament, you dig?
And that's
this
up.
New record
that's
I got. So,
and that's January 10th.
January 10th is the day when it comes out. Shut the fuck up and cut the check. We've been trending like crazy on Twitter. We use hashtag STFU and cut the check. So if everybody's out there, we need everybody to participate in this year's G-Funk Buddy Boy movement. And hashtag STFU and cut the check. January 10th. On this album, we got some good guests on this album. We got Be Legit. We got Richie Rich. What? We got my boy Corrupt Dad. My artist, Baby Love, The Extras, Gorilla, My Daughter So Cold. We got a whole song on the album herself. Her name is Anissa. Mm-hmm. We also got my nephew, because I'm tapped into the young generation, Mac Lucci. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm
okay,
saying? And
okay.
I can't forget nephew, E3. Wait till y'all hear this cut called Street Kings off the new Cocaine album. Man, the nigga sound just like his daddy. So, you know what I'm saying? We prepared for this, man. We pulling out our big guns. December the 21st is when the record release, the official Cocaine record release party will start. We're announcing that in a week or two. And at the same time, it's just you'll be able to see commercials. My boy, big ups to Justified over there. Him and my folks over there put together a tight commercial. And like I said, we just putting paint where it ain't. I'm gonna be doing a lot of shows coming up, so you'll be able to see classic shows as well as the new stuff. You know, because people need to go. People been waiting to see that we stay on point like Stacey Adams on stage mixed in with the new stuff. What up? So it's gonna be fun, y'all. You know, we putting paint where it ain't. You dig, Buddy Boy style.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm going to go to my homie, my brother, Matt Ford, my partner in this whole thing, and he's a big fan of yours, and I'm sure he's got a question. Then we're going to hit phone lines just for a second and then play some more of your music. Matt Ford, you still there with us?
Yo, what up? What up, Cocaine?
What a dooski.
Oh, hell yeah, man. It's a privilege, man, to have you on today, man. You're definitely one of my fucking favorite artists. Since the high school years and shit. I was bumping Cocaine
that.
All day today.
Man, I appreciate that. We still here. And, you know, rest in peace to my brother KMG. If he was here, he would love it, man, because we still G-funking, and that music is coming right back around. It's a spotlight that's shining on the West Coast. And it's a good thing because a house divided, a house will fall. Good music is good music. And whether you're from the West, whether you're from London, Japan, East Coast, Rakim said it best. It ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. And this is where we at with the funk.
Fuck yeah, for sure. Hey, I got a question. Do you guys have any, you doing anything new with your cousin lately? Like anything new?
Oh yeah, man. We finna come strong. We got, Hutch got that 25 years of hustling book coming out. We also working on
about that.
Yeah, we also working on the Architects of G-Funk. Woo! Wait till you hear that one. That's coming out in the summer. So
yeah, because a lot of people don't know this shit, but you guys are really the Architects of G-Funk as far as I look at it. Before, you know, I mean, Warren G, my dude, but above the line, you guys had that G-Funk sound first. I thought I heard before anybody started dubbing it that.
Yeah, but let me break it down to you. We was around the same crew. We was around Eazy-E in 89, 1990. Above the Law, they're living like hustlers. So we created, the word was invented by my cousin, Code 187, Big Hutch. So me, KMG, GOMAC, Laylaw, Chaos at that time, we was around because, you know, Hutch used to build those records off on harmonies. Like KMG would come up with an idea, or I come up with an idea of this. The first funk song that we did was on Black Mafia Life. It was called All You Stank Bitches, I Don't Have No Time, because I got pimping on my mind. And at the same time, Hutch used to go up to Audio Achievements, which was towards California, where NWA did most of their work. Now, being mindful of that, we was all in the same crew under Rufus. Dre, Yella, Ren, Above the Law, Cocaine, DLC, the list goes on, DJ Speed, L.A. Dre. And Hutch used to bring, Hutch, what we brought to the table was a different element prior to N.W.A. doing the hype-type track. He wasn't really until 187 used to bring Dr. Dre a lot of breakbeats and different other things that for some reason he didn't get credited for at the time. And if you listen to Tupac, if you listen to what he say, he says it all. So any disclaimer that we haven't, it's the information is valid because it says it right there. Tupac said it on Call It What You Want. He said, I'm from the Jeep boat, but you can call it what you want. Before the Chronic, way before Warren G, and it's no disrespect against them. It's not about that. It's spitting facts, not fiction. And one thing that I can give Brother Warren G for, he said it on one of these interviews. A dude asked him, well, the G-Funk that you created, he said, check this out. I didn't do that. I was living around some homies that took me in at a time to when I couldn't live with Dre. I'm saying some shit to that light, and he said, man, them niggas the one who started that G-Funk. And I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. Because when people run around, the thing of it is, when people run around and claiming certain things that they didn't do and fooling demographically a lot of people, it has to still be accountability. Me and Hutch are not jumping up talking about, okay, you did this, because we don't run around like little kids looking like haters. But everything has to be an accountability, because when people rewrite history, they not only take away your essence, but they steal your soul. And this, you know, things like this is not to diss anybody, diss doctor, because I've seen Dr. Dre. I've seen what he could do. I've seen him put that record. But I also seen what Hutch did for Dr. Dre at that time. Also seen what Easy did for Dr. Dre at that time, not giving him certain songs and producing songs in Norwalk, California, would bring it up to the studio and bring it to Dr. Dre and Yella, since they were great by putting records together. But Easy didn't even want the credit because he couldn't be the owner of the company and / the producer. It's a lot of things in between that people just don't know, and believing the urban legends that happened not to be true. But the good thing about it, it's not for us to have this platform to assassinate these other cats' characters, but because you can't assassinate Dr. Dre's work ethic. You cannot. The man is a musical genius. But at the same time, it still has to be accountability from something that we started, because way before we got with Easy, man, we come from that musical royalty lineage. But you look at my dad. My dad wrote just composed and writer of Motown. His works include Just My Imagination, Still Waters Run Deep, Papa Was a Rolling Stone. My uncle was Willie Hutch. I mean, Code 187 is named after Willie Hutch, the one who did the Mac. Brothers Gonna Work It Out, the one who wrote I'll Be There. So long before even us meeting them, it was flowing through our DNA. So with all the stuff that we're passionate about, it gets to the point to where 20-something-odd years later, it's a beautiful thing that it's creeping out that who invented what. So that way the media can turn it around and write the truth of the story, not have air pockets in the story. And that's one of the things that we're getting out to the whole across the world, but it's good that we're getting vindicated, because you have people like fans coming up and say, well, Tupac said that. Well, why is they still claiming that and this is that? Well, Cocaine, I could look on your record in 1994. The name of your group was called The Aftermath. You see what I'm saying?
It's
a good thing to where people like yourself and people like that can vindicate us, because we didn't never want to sit on this type of platform, making that the inspiration of our motivation, talking about, you did this. We some grown-ass men. I'm almost in my mid-40s with 8 kids. By one woman. You think I want to be talking about this? I have done more things in the game and been underrated than any other artist in the game. But still, it's going to be some accountability. And I appreciate all the fans coming to our defense, and everybody know, like, hey, wait a minute. These cats really got duped and hoodwinked. But the good thing about it is that I don't continue to be on a mission to make that my motivation. First of all, my motivation is God Almighty. Secondly, my family. Second, my loved ones that stay tight as a unit, as far as Buddy Boy, you know, is concerned. And fourth is my fan and people like yourself. So with that being said, we are putting back the architects of G-Funk where they belong and what place and position they belong in. Straight up.
Yeah. Straight
Absolutely.
Up, man. Hey, I also got one more question. Is it true that your first record album, because you couldn't use your artist name back then was Cocaine, but you had to use it from you had to use the other marquee name of Who Am I as your name, right?
Yeah, it was three songs, and I'm gonna tell you something. Eazy-E was so cold. Eazy-E don't get the props that he deserved, but people like us, we know the truth, and people are starting to it's starting to come around. Eazy was not only motivation for these artists, but he was motivation for people like your Master P's and your Dre's. You got to realize if it wouldn't know him, they wouldn't have followed that pattern. He was the first dude from Compton, California, homie, gangsta, homie, to have a record deal with three artists, Pure Brooklyn Only, Above the Law, and Cocaine at Epic Records at a time when that was unheard of. You see what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
so at that time, he was like, you know, he was not one of those secrets of controversy. But see, Eric was like, okay, let's go ahead and get this deal over here. But they were so scared at that time. It was, you know, I don't want to even say the executive name, Kenny Camasol and Elmo Sacco. I didn't say that. But at that time, they were scared of the name, and they was like, wanted to call me Who Am I? When we didn't intend for that to happen, that's why we turned it around and spelled it K-O-K-A-N-E, not to advocate drugs, but to advocate that when you hear it spoke like drugs, you get hooked. Don't get hooked on that cocaine, get hooked on the music cocaine. So they turned it around, and it was like, there. It was like, well, we don't want to know about cocaine. But then at the same time, our gripe was like, okay, well, then you're sponsored by Coca-Cola, who used to put cocaine in their drinks and still calling Coca-Cola. But we had to go through all that, and they turned around and called it Who Am I, and that started, that opened up a can of worms and blockage on me getting up there because the name was drug-related, and you got to realize cocaine is the worst name in the world. They was pitching me to be some real bad guy, and you know, but you know, they turned it around, Who Am I, and people was going to the record stores like, well, who the fuck are you? They wanted to see cocaine.
Yep.
So it took a long time to get up this hill to keep it all the way real. I mean, I had to work my ass off. You heard me on Niggas for Life. I wrote Appetite for Destruction. Me, Dirty Red, Hutch wrote Any Last Word, all the Above the Law stuff, when Eazy had passed, you know, that was our lifeline. So everybody broke apart and disbanded and went their own way. And I would always go by studios. I don't care if I was messing with my SA homies, I was messing with my Black homies. No matter what, 9 times out of 10, I'll be singing something, you know, because I was wild back then. I just park and roll up to the studio, E40 section or whatever, and be like, shoot. Look at this. Thinking all these chapters. The world is full of crack. And he's like, hey, 9 times out of 10, these artists would put me on. And what it did, I started doing that every week, and it created a safe haven for me. Because really, cocaine invented the feature game as far as people getting on the feature game. Because I started getting on so many features from the top to the bottom. That when you look back, some years later, it's over 5,000 features compared to Lil Wayne's over his 1,000, just under 1,000 features. So that let me know that, okay, I'm in my own lane. It's too much bumper-to-bumper traffic. I can stay in my own lane. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, I look back years later with seeing the whole empires up and down. And one thing that I'm grateful to the man upstairs, I'm grateful to my family, because certain people like myself don't get 3 and 4 or 5 chances. And this is finally a chance that I could take, not just be an artist out there and give wisdom to the youth, you know, you'll learn that, but I can also take you back in time to when it was long forgot about, to really educate the youth and educate people where we come from, how it's crucial for us to protect that heritage. Because I was there. I'm a living witness of it. Me, Above the Law, Grimsy Rand, you know, Yella,
all DOC, we're a living witness of that time to really set this motherfucker on fire.
You see what I'm saying? So I look back, and it's a beautiful thing to be alive and to be able to have artists to understand, learning from Eazy-E and even Jerry Heller back then, how to put records, like 48 Laws of Power. It's about timing. You see what I'm saying?
Timing's huge. Yep. Yeah, timing is definitely huge, and you guys were in the time where it was so unique, and but I love it that it still is. Like you said, the G-Funk, it's still so unique, you know, and not really duplicated. The people that do it are the ones that still do it. You know what I'm saying? And that's you know, definitely where it's at. Well, these fans are definitely, you know what I'm saying, blowing us up, and they definitely want to holler at you. So we can go to a couple more calls. Obviously, that was my boy, Matt Ford. That's my partner, and we'll be hearing from him for sure. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to go to the 252 number, 252-652-4Radio. What's happening with you?
Yo, what's good? My name Billy the Kid, man. I want to hear that. I want to make a request. I want to hear Dewey the Rapper Down For Me.
Down For Me? Dewey the Rapper? Okay. Yeah, I definitely got you. We got a... Go ahead.
I'm about to drop my mixtape here soon. It's going to be called Billy the Kid Six Shooter.
Okay, definitely. Definitely. We'll make sure that you get with Die 4 Radio and, you know what I'm saying, me, Dyer Lansky, and we'll make sure you get some airplay and get that spread around the right way music should be. You got any questions for the legendary Cocaine while he on the line?
Yeah, I got a question for him. How did you get there, man?
What do you
mean? I'm trying to get there.
Man, all you got to do is come with a plan. Don't rush anything, because I've seen so many brothers that just rush it because of the sensation of coming out and you think you're missing something. It's best to have all your T's crossed, your D's out, and you pop the T's once you do it. And when I tell you this, you got to have everything together, man. Nothing can be out of order. You know what I'm saying? That means you need to register your music. Not only that, you need to open up a limited liability corporation. It only costs you $250 to $350. But you're going to be so happy because, you know, you never know. A lot of brothers just put out free music, and somebody over there in Japan or somebody over there in Australia or even in the United States is making money off mechanicals and different other things that you're not aware of. So I tell anybody, don't rush shit. Make sure you come with a plan first. Make sure you follow the rules. You know what I'm saying? So that way, in the long run, you know what I'm saying, when you put out your music, you'll not only be able to get paid, but you'll protect yourself. First thing I can tell you, best thing I can tell you, if you know better, you do better. So the information is powerful. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
For sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like I said, get a hold of me. And definitely, what was the track name for Dewey? Because, you know, he sent me a bunch. Just say the track name one more time.
It's on Down For Me.
Okay, I got you, homie. I appreciate you calling up Die 4 Radio. So absolutely, we're doing it. So, you know, real quick, I'm going to go to some more music so we can do it, but I'm going to go to some old school because definitely this is one of my favorite tracks you did. And we go a couple more calls, man, and then, you know, definitely let you do your thing. I know you a busy, busy man, you know what I'm saying? But I'm also going to get into that other single, Stay With Me, because I've been bumping that like crazy. Even when I turn it off, I'm singing the hook in my head, and I'm like, cooking or walking to the car or whatever it is, and I'm singing that Stay Winning, so that's definitely a banger. But we sitting here with the legendary. Go ahead.
That particular record, not to cut you off, brother, that particular record, you know, first I wanted to put that out September the 10th, we had put it out, and I wanted to warm it up so we can gain the momentum, but at the same time, I wanted to let my hardcore Cocaine fans know that I ain't leaving y'all hanging. Because when you hear that song, Stay Winning, It's a record that's from a page from the 90s even on up to the Chronic 2001. That is the real hardcore, true essence of hip, of West Coast hip-hop with the guitar and the simple boom, bap. You know what I'm saying? So it's really reminding motherfuckers where they're supposed to be and how they're supposed to be. And the song speaks for itself. I mean, I don't care if you're flipping burgers or if you got $1 billion. Always had that stay winning attitude, because guess what? Your attitude determines your altitude.
Absolutely. So you know what? We're just going to go to that stay winning, because it sounds like that's all you're doing, the stay winning, buddy boy, doing it. I mean, man, this whole coalition is just shining. So here's Cocaine, Stay Winning, January 10th. Shut the fuck up and cut the check. I mean, just do it. You know what I'm saying? Die for radio. Yarr. Let's do this.
At the top of their game, you used to have streets on lock, money, bitches, cars, and fame. The West goes up, but surely come down. It's so sad you don't see you around. You had everything in the palm of your hand, but you lost it all and they killed your right hand man. Oh no.
Nigga, haven't you heard of Lalo? It ain't like back in the days when you can easily get off elbows. Got the homies in the hood that work for hire. Niggas be singing more than the Creflo Dollar church choir. Liar, liar, 501's on fire. But you never catch me slipping, spilling beans on the wire. 3 steps ahead of the feds and the folks keep spinning. One thing about cocaine, I always stay winning.
Moving in the right direction, ain't letting nothing hold me down. Ain't worried about distractions when my eyes always on the ground. Cause I stay winning.
Like Jack and the Beanstalk, I'm a giant in the game. The ground shakes when I walk. Feet 5'4" bum, like run, nigga, run. The bullets burn like vampires posted in the sun. Now it's a shame that anybody can pick up a mic nowadays, buy some YouTube views and get 5 million plays. And they claim they're selling platinum, but they buy their own records. They got everybody fooled like they hella respected. Back of C's think they G's, but I think they really lost it. Didn't Michael Jackson tell you keep that shit in the closet? I'm from that era where you had to scrap. Couldn't go in the house without Pop saying go back outside and knock the nigga out. Buddy boy, homie, I'm the real McCoy.
Like
y'all soft like Leroy.
Well, all right, y'all. Y'all think y'all missed the big stuff? More like cream tops.
Hey,
moving in the right direction. Ain't letting nothing hold me down. Ain't worried about distractions when my eyes always on the ground. Cause I stay winning. Ain't no in between.
I like the funk, you skinny. I like the funk, you skinny. I like the funk.
Here I come with the fly ugly shit.
Goddamn, don't it hit.
Here's the 411 about Venus. And if you are the homie, I hope you haven't seen us. It's not a rumor, it's a fact. I used to clap for the hoe, but I left her cause she clapped
your
back.
Your ex-girlfriend is a hoe.
Yeah, you should've knew it when she let you do it on the kitchen floor. Now ain't no bitch promise shit to me. Popping in the tape singing it's our anniversary. No, it ain't trick. And before I do that, you gotta go through my whole clique. And you can be the tosser for the minute, but ain't no telling when you're fucking with the pimp clinic. Yeah. Now it's on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break is on. Yeah, now I be all in them stitches. Or from your uppity hoes until you swap me bitches. And if you a lady, you better be home with your man. And if not, you're probably at the nearest kicking spot. Yeah, looking for a meal ticket. But don't trip too long, you get tossed when you're kicking it. And that's real of in my grandma's knowledge. Cause most freaky bitches go to college. Yeah. And I can't forget the private school, cause I love it when they make it in them cute little shoes.
Another caller on the line, been holding for a minute, a 323-868 number. What's up? You on Die 4 Radio with Cocaine himself. What's happening with you?
Hello?
323, you live on the air.
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear.
What's up? You live on the air on Die 4 Radio with Cocaine. What's happening with you?
I'm just here just showing some love to my boy, Cocaine.
Absolutely.
Man, much love.
Really...
I appreciate that. Man, much love. I appreciate that, fam. Where you calling from?
Compton, right here between Compton and Watts.
Man, much love, Cali love all the time, man. Make sure you go ahead and pick up that new record. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a theme song for everybody. If your boss late with your check, you can tell him, shut the fuck up and cut the check.
We really appreciate you calling up Doc for Radio and rocking with us, too, because you've been holding for a minute trying to get to all these callers. But tell everybody your name and what you got going with you, man.
Well, my name is Angel from Road Dog. Just showing some love to my boy, Cocaine. That's it. You know?
What's up, Angel? Oh, that's my guy, right? That's my Cornelius. What's up, Doc?
Hey, I gotta have your back, my boy. You know I'm always there. But he loves
man.
All day. And Road Dogs.
Man. Yeah, big ups to Road Dogs, too, man. That's my affiliated with some real cats over there. So salute, man. You know how we doing it, putting paint where it ain't.
Exactly. What's up?
And I've seen Road Dogs. I've seen a lot of your shit, man. If you need any help from Die 4 or whatever, just get at me. I mean, I think I'm on your guys' page as well, like I follow you guys, so just keep the network going. I know you got some hot artists over there, so Let's just keep it going, my dude. Back.
Hey.
Boom, just dropped a new track. It's called Fuck You with NWA Money and the other homie. It's Tony G, motherfucking G.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Robo, Tony G. Yep. Big ups to Roma, Raw Dog, real. I appreciate it, Angel.
Hey, it's all good, bro. Keep on the music and let me know more. If y'all need help, you know what's up.
Already.
Absolutely, and I'm gonna hit y'all up behind the scenes. You know, Darlansky, Dot4 Productions, Dot4 Radio, and we'll definitely get something going because I'm in LA as well.
All right, exactly.
Absolutely. And see, that's what I'm talking about. You know, obviously cocaine, you know, has followers all over the world. You know what I'm saying? But it's always, like, good to be home. And what's crazy is with Above the Law and everything, you know, I'm from Riverside originally. I live in L.A. now, but I grew up in Riverside. And you guys being from Pomona and everything, you know, just off the 60 freeway and the whole nine yards, just, you know, felt like it was a part of us and the Inland Empire and everything. And we definitely, you know, rocked Above the Law like crazy. I was going to say about Hutch, you know, he's in my top three producers of all time. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Because of the beat, man. For real.
And I say top three. I have a top three that I can't even put in an order. You know what I'm saying? But it's like almost Hutch is like up there at my number one because I can't replace what I grew up listening to. You know what I'm saying?
Man. The thing about Hutch and thing about the whole movement, you know, when he took me under his wing in 88, 89, Hutch gave me my name, Cocaine, you know, because my grandma used to call me Jay Golden because of my eyes and stuff, right? But he was like, nah, man, we got to change it. I got a name for you. It's called Cocaine. So I sat back and I said, nigga, how dope is that? That's the dopest you can get. So the thing about him, Hutch has always been a visionary. And, you know, it's kind of like Jackie Chan coming to the Drunken Master technique. You know, that was my sensei. You know, he the one who, you know, brung it out of me. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm very grateful that he had groomed a beast. You did. So,
yeah,
you know,
no, and
you know, always much love.
And he's
to my
dude's
cousin,
a genius, though.
You know?
He's a genius.
Yeah.
I mean, for real.
You gotta look at all that stuff they was talking about. They was the first people saying balling on records. Well, nobody saying balling. They did that first. You know, wasn't nobody even doing the Jeep up. They and all of us did that. I mean, Hutch and all of us, you know, that was with the Pimp Clinic did that. You know, they was visionaries. They was the first people, long before you Jay-Z's talking about living like Hutch, was riding big-ass boats talking about Mr. Untouchable. They influenced so many people, and I had a chance to embark on a long, beautiful journey with them to influence so many people because when you hear that record from the funk to the back, that was like the second record we did in 93, and the record came out on Funkapona Wine in 1994. And when you hear that record all the way to the B-boy, to the music, to the funk, it still sounds good, if not better, than music today. You know
well,
what
that
I'm
was
saying?
Actually
so,
the question I was going to ask you next, though, because I'm a huge – like I've worked in a lot of studios through, you know, since I was like a teenager, and then, you know, I ended up working through, like, guitar centers and really learning how to make music, you know what I'm saying, but like, knee-deep in studios. Do you miss that analog sound, or do you think that digitally you're still getting that? I mean, like, real analog. Look, I had a couple
nothing.
Weeks while my – what's that?
Nothing beats the analog sound. I'm going – with this particular project, I went back analog. Back, we come from the era – well, we not only had the 2-inch tape, but we had the 1/2-inch tape to where we had, it wasn't no looping. We had to cut the tape, splice it, and bring it together to even loop a sample. That's how far we go back.
Yeah.
You know
well,
what I'm saying?
It's crazy because two weeks ago, I had PMD on the show from EPMD, and I was like, yo, when y'all were first, you know, kind of making beats and getting your stuff together, like, what were you doing? And he had this story. He was like, man, I had, you know, the tape, and we had a pencil, you know, to do it and slice it together. And, like, you said, you used to send the pencil around the wheel and all sorts of that, like, crazy. I was like,
that
man,
was
that's
back in 1986. We used to do that. Well, when I first started taking rapping serious was 85. We're really 86. And Hutch had a group called Wizards of Rock back then in 85 and 86 in Pomona, California. Big ups to my hometown. And back then, we used to stop. We had a little Fisher tape where we used to stop it. We moved from that, and then it moved from the 8-track. You know what I'm saying? And then we moved from the 707 to the 808 all the way to the SB12. It's just amazing over the years that how the equipment just got, you know, just transformed, because to see all these transformations, it's a part of history, man, that you hold dear to your spirit because you was there. You know what I mean? It's like all these kids are spoiled with the looping machines nowadays. But imagine taking a half-inch tape, and it's all kind of tape on the studio floor, and it's like, damn, you got to make sure you cut it right, because if you do, you'll fuck up the whole song. I mean, it was crazy. Music was better back then. The analog sound was better back then. So that's one thing that I do give Dr. Dre and people like DJ Quick and Battle Cat and Rick Ross, Mike Mosley, you know what I'm saying, and School. They use that analog type sound. Definitely Hutch and myself use that analog sound because you don't get no better than that, fam. Using the Avalon compressor with the analog sound, it's nothing beat it to this day. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I'm the same way. Everything I do music, you know, personally, I give an analog sound. I even bought like a plug-in that's like a valve emulator off an analog board just because, you know, I don't have, you know, a big board or anything, but just trying, because that warm sound, you know, you just can't replace them. And that's why I still like collecting records and stuff like that, because that sound, even, you know, I still sample into MPC, you know, and do the whole thing. Ironically, though, I got a machine today, so, you know, we'll see how that's going to work out. But definitely, I'm going to go to this call. I'll call real quick that's been holding for a minute. So 215-462 Die4 Radio. What's happening? You're on the line with OG Cocaine, pioneer in this rap game. What's happening?
Yo, what's going on, fam? This is Doing Major Damage, DMD, calling in.
Woo, DMD, what's happening, fam?
Oh, man, you know how it is. Fighting hard, swinging regular. You know what I'm saying? Trying to keep this thing together with. Give a shout-out to my homie, OG Cocaine. What's up, OG?
Hey, man, you got the best hand. God bless you, brother.
Oh, man, likewise, man. I'm hearing you talking about all this past stuff, man. It just take me back in the past, you know?
Oh, yeah, man. We gotta show the people that anything we talk about, you know, it's not in a hating way. It's just to really open people's eyes up to the truth because, you know, in this business, you know, this is the most illest, illusionist business it is. If you got a job, I wouldn't advise you quit your day job.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's snakes. It's anacondas, king cobras. It's coral snakes, but all of them snakes. Half of them is snakes, not all of them. And the good thing about it is that now the way the game is, it's reduced down to the independent. But you cut the middleman out, and it's a good situation because now you're linked into the world. And, you know, ultimately that plays better for our situation because, you know, a lot of us, man, even when we was going in, you know, the 90s on up to 2000, even now, a lot of these cats out there, they look good, they shine good, but at the end of the day, they porch monkeys. You know what I'm saying? They can't even move if half these corporate people that owns the companies are really attorneys that don't even give a fuck about nothing but yada yada music. All they care about is the numbers. So if you don't want to be caught up under that umbrella in anything, you know, the way I'm moving, you know, not that this just pertaining to you or maybe it is, this is for anybody. You know what I'm saying? It's best to be your own boss instead of being a porch monkey.
Game changed a whole lot from the past, man, no doubt. You know what I'm saying?
But
doing the music and the way you push the music and promote the music and get the music out there, it changed a whole lot, man. And now it's in the hands of the artist.
We could have a manager, an agent, and this and that, and this and that, and then back to the studio. We was going to pay $200 or $300 to get in the studio, but now everybody got a home studio. Now it comes to the point to where the artist got to Yeah, the artist got to chew bubblegum, pat his head, and stomp his feet at the same time. I mean, it's unrealistic. Y'all be pissing in the wind, y'all, as new artists out there, thinking that, oh, okay, I just need to be an artist. No, you'll find yourself running your head into a brick wall every time.
No
you
doubt.
You got to go out there.
Even if you
can
be able to reach the wall before you trip.
This is the season we in. So, you know, we adapt and pick up and do what we do. Either you gonna win or either you gonna lose. Ain't no in between.
Big
shout out
to
DMV, man. I'm looking forward to our interview on Thursday, and I'm definitely gonna get that powder game on tonight. I'm gonna tell you too, listening to all these songs, it was like the hook to Powder Game Again was in my head all day, just like to stay winning. Both those are just so catchy. I'm like, man, and so I'm so glad I get to play them because, you know, once you get to play the song, you kind of get out of your head a little bit until the next couple hours go by. So big shout out to you, man. Appreciate you rocking with Die For Radio, and I can't wait till the interview on Thursday, man, definitely.
Indeed, fam. I'm looking forward to it, man.
Much love, DMD, and I'm going to go ahead and grab that up so I can put that on Volume 10. You dig?
Yeah, likewise, fam, no doubt. I appreciate that, homie.
Absolutely. And I just missed my man Boss Hogg. So Focus Radio was calling in, and I didn't get to him, but I know they was calling to, you know what I'm saying, show they love, and definitely, you know, this whole coalition that we got is just a beautiful thing, you know. So,
yes,
man, you know, what a pleasure having you on our show. I mean, what else could I say? Like, you blessed it. You always speak the truth. You always speak something that people need to hear, and when people hear it, it's like they need to hear more. You know what I'm saying? So, man, January 10th, shut the fuck up.
Yep.
Cut the check.
Yep.
I mean, that's pretty much what it boils down to, right?
Yeah, shut the fuck up and cut the check, you know, because they talking too much. And if I can, brother, if you permit me, don't permit me, I'd love to get some shots out because I don't forget about
my people.
You did? So, for number one, I want to give a shout-out to Die For Radio. Thank you for this platform. Also, the affiliates, you know what I'm saying, the Dirty Basement, Soul Focus, Boss Hogg, Justified, the list goes on. I like to thank 98.2.3 because they're also with the whole program and movement. You know, the good thing about our whole movement is that we don't have a piss contest. We all in the same on one accord. I also want to give a shout-out to all the buddy boy artists, my daughter Anissa, Baby Low, Gorilla Dog, Extras, The True, Flo, Joe, The Hyenas, you know what I'm saying, working in development, my boy Cash Flow out of the IDE, you know, and Big Tiny. I also want to give a big shout-out to my publicists and my people that is behind the scenes working it, like DJ King of Seth, Justify. Say his name again, Justify. Can't forget about Jamila and Jerry Dobie over there at Hype Magazine, Big Shot also in Florida, Star Force and Hip Hop, my boy Murder and DJ Lazy K. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to stop it. I'm going to stop myself right now. And big ups, number one big ups to all my fans.
Hey, actually,
out
we got
here.
So Focused on the line. So Focused, you there with me?
You already know what it is, Mr. Global Coaster. What's happening, Coca?
What's up, dude?
Stand focused. You know, every time I see cocaine somewhere, I'm going to go fuck with it. On top of the fact that I'm just a Die For fan. What's happening with it, Dylansky?
Oh, man, I missed you by, like, literally, like, 12 seconds, my dude. I was like, damn. I'm good, man. I appreciate you calling in.
No doubt.
Yep. Appreciate you all for sure. But, yep, I don't want to hold y'all up, but this album coming out January 10th. It's called Shut the Fuck Up and Cut the Check. Make sure that everybody's listening to this. Go to my handle, my Twitter handle, which is at KOKANE official as spell. That's KOKANE official as spell. Make sure you put on there hashtag STFU and cut the check. Coming out January 10th. Go get this new cocaine album. You bitch, you.
Absolutely. And there will also be a page on die4productions.com that will have all that information, all the links, all the dates, everything that they can follow as well. So big shout-out to Cocaine Man. It was a pleasure having you on my show. I mean, it's been a pleasure listening to your music for 20 years. What's up?
What's good with you, Dylansky? This is Reddy. I want to say hi.
Reddy, what's happening?
What's good with you, boo? What's up, Cocaine? You already know you.
Hey, what up, mama?
What's up, daddy, with them eyes like mine?
It's the Green Eye Committee.
All day, every day. You already know your shit coming out on my birthday, so you know what I'm saying? Thank you for the birthday present.
Oh, I appreciate you. And that last time we had a ball, we're going to do more of it. We family. You dig?
All day, every day. I can't wait to get you on my shit. You already know.
Yes, yes. We in motion like the ocean. Let's get it.
All right, all right.
Big shout out to you, Reddy. How you doing?
Man, you already know Reddy making it do what it do. Making it do what it do. Congratulations to you. I know you're doing it big time. You got boss up at 1 o'clock in the morning listening to your show, so you already know you're doing it big time. He don't miss it.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate y'all immensely, and I appreciate Cocaine immensely, and I appreciate this whole coalition immensely. You know what I'm saying? And we all come together and make a group like he was talking about in the beginning of the show, and we're going to make it happen. So, you know, big shout-outs and salute to y'all for sure.
Yes.
I'm just doing like my G Cocaine said, putting that paint where it ain't. You dig?
You did good. For sure. Salute.
No doubt.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Also, if I can make one more announcement, brother, I know I'm just like talking your ear off. But
no, you welcome to rock with me till the duration, my dude. So don't think like you taking up my time. It's a pleasure to have you here. So you know what I'm saying.
I appreciate that platform too. Also, I got a show coming out coming up. It's November the 30th. It's going to be in Youngstown, Ohio, Mobtown City. It's going to be at the Buckeye. You know what I'm saying. So information is on my Twitter. And information is on my Facebook. And also, coming up December the 1st, I have a show coming out in California. So right now, if for all the promoters out there, if you want to get at the legendary Icon Cocaine, now's the time, because you don't want to miss out on these classic shows. You know what I'm saying? We really part of the Pointy Shoe Club when we do Stacey Adams on this year's stage. You dig? So this is for everybody. You know what I'm saying? We mashing together. We frontline soldiers. You know, big ups to Die for Radio, So Focused, Justified, the whole affiliation, all the DJs out there, because I can't forget the DJs. They my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
You did? We mashing.
Absolutely.
On the West up.
West up. And Matt Ford, you got last words for Cocaine before he get back to his business and kill this game?
Yo, what up?
You got some last words for Cocaine before he gets back to his duties representing this West Coast?
Pretty much. I just want to say thanks, man, for being on the show, man. We really appreciate that shit, man, getting a chance to chop it up with you. That's real big for us, and we appreciate that shit big time.
Yeah, well, this is the tip of the iceberg. The key is consistency, so your family, your familiar now, homie, so that's what it is.
Yeah, I appreciate that shit, fam, straight up. And all you motherfuckers out there, don't bite the funk, motherfucker.
Ah, you said it. Because I show the hell on me. Man, much love, y'all.
Yeah. Much love. Appreciate you, man. Let's keep in touch and keep this shit rotating. Like I said, I'll make sure there's a page on my website that if even anybody that goes to die4productions.com can click on anything, it's going to lead to anything you're doing. So we're going to keep it in rotation for sure.
For sure, and they know where to come get the hook. Stop going to mess with them artificial flavors. Come to the source. There's only one Cocaine, like the Highlander. There can only be one. Come at your boy, get one of these classic hooks, and watch it do what it do.
Absolutely. Man, Cocaine in the house. It's legendary right now on Die 4 Radio, y'all. You know, I'm going to take it back. Fuck it, let's just do it. Die 4 Radio, up in this motherfucker.
The setting is a cool breeze day, where it takes place in the city of L.A. I'm 9 years old to be exact. Check a bell bottoms, brown shirt with a dusty ass cap. Go
went to the ABC Mart. Had to get some new biscuits, $2 would have brought. Proceeding up the street while I'm humming a tune. The first time I witnessed somebody trying to jack move. If I'm correct, it was the Elko trying to jack a 6-4. Niggas trying to tiptoe and yo. Pointing the gauges, trying to take the brother's jail. He saw what was up, got up the vehicle and bailed. He just had to run in my direction. But they smoked his ass, now he's next to the sports section. But the nigga dropped the yell on the ground. So then I picked the shit up, ran down and around the corner. Yo, I threw a nearby alley. Escaped through a tiny gate. I was a nickel slick nigga. 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 Puffin' and puffin', but I finally got to the pad. My mother asked where I was at. I said, yo, I was over Snow's house, playing some Mars. She believed what I said, so I went to McCoy. You see, I shared rooms with my cousin that was mentally slow. But he was big ass fuck, 6'5", 300 pounds or more. Nicknamed Big Truck, took the sack of my pants to ravel the project. Told my cousin we gotta hustle and bustle to make money back. I make connections, you watch my back. Set up a program called the Lemonade Stand. But I wasn't selling drinks, I was selling big bands and bundles and boulders of dust. Yeah, at this time I was getting more pub. Yo, from this cluck and that cluck, and everybody wanna cluck cluck. But me and Truck, we didn't give a fuck. But the spot got hot, police raid, they took Truck to jail. But me, I got away, I was a nickel slick nigga. 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 4 years passed, now I'm 13. Bought me a duster to go undercover. My cousin jail sentence is almost finished. Now we back in the streets, in the mix, in it to win it. Pulling cards, checking fools, checking names down. Now my status for ballin' was set to the ground. Other hustlers knew I was doing my best, cause I was a ballin' young ass nigga from the west. Had a pimped out crib in Pomona, not far from the city, so that way I can hit corners. Now who would expect this little juvenile punk straight ballin', y'all, as they kept on falling for it. It was a smooth operation, you see, cause I had to look, your whole fucking family would love me. 5 years straight, now I'm 18. Sold a lot of products, so they start calling me cocaine. At this time, I was busting funky vibes. Hooked the shit up with 87, now I'm getting mine. Lay law was in effect, and he said, let's do this. Gave my shit to eat, then I signed with Ruthless. But Truck was left on the spot, what I do? Hooked the nigga up with that cocaine rock. The Truck was getting paper from the Yale. Me, I'm getting paid from my motherfucking record sales. So there it is, a player getting bigger. I guess I joined a whole organization of nickel slick niggas. Yo, Stan, won't you play some nickel slick for a nigga right here?
Over. The album that the whole world's been waiting to drop is on its way. Buddy Boy Entertainment proudly presents the legendary Cocaine. Bringing you funk on his brand new album, Set the F Up and Cut the Check. Including the banging new single, What I, featuring Busta Rhymes and Lisa Soprano. Now being played all over the globe on various networks, such as
Dirty Basement Radio, Shut Em Down Radio, Soul Focus Radio, and Black Smoke Radio.
And featured on sites like Starforce, HipHop.com, and JustifyMusic.net. Check out his interview on One West and Hype Magazine. Then follow him at Cocaine Official. It's going down January 10th. Enough with the talking. Shut the F up and cut the check.
iTunes and everywhere else downloads are sold. I represent Southern Down Radio and I go by the name of Sneak Rothstein. Big shout out to the big homie Cocaine. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
The man I worked for had one of the biggest companies in New York City. He didn't own his own company. White man owned it, so they owned him.
Nobody owns me, though.
The most important thing in business is honesty.
Bribery? Extortion?
Integrity, hard work.
Murder? Racketeering?
Family. Never forgetting where we came from. See, you are what you are in this world. That's either one or two things. Either you're somebody, or you ain't nobody.
Last dollar, protect you, lock you up in my arms,
say, blocked away from all the world's harm. You know I'm your lucky charm, and I know that your loving is the bomb. I can't wait for the next time you explode. Send you a text, this is not to be my code. Hardcore rapper in a different mode. And I ain't hiding shit, I want the whole damn world to know. Spotlight, I want you in the biz. I don't want you to be a secret, it is what it is. You are my number one girl, top of my list. Let's get fucked up and have sex like we're trying to have kids. I don't want you for the night, I want you all the time. I want you in my rhymes line after line. Search the whole world, but you will never find another like you, cause you's a dime, you fine. Can't get you out of my head, I'm going crazy. You got a lot of doubt in our love lately. I know sometimes I can be persuasive and swayzy. It's only for the music, understand me, baby. You my one and only lady, better get it right. Despite what others might have to say in life, you are my little light, you shine so bright. In living color, going beyond black and white. Let them hate on. Players gon' play, so let them play on. Tell them stay away, tell them to stay gone. Cause they can't touch what we got, our love's too strong. If you down, you wanna ride with me, come on. Hop on the next flight out, let's get gone. Take you to Puerto Rico, San Juan. Drink a tequila, sunrise under the sun. Or we can go to Paris, à la France. In front of a fireplace in the chalet. Sipping on wine, eating French souffle. Call me the king, baby, you can have it your way. Au revoir, kumbaya. We can travel the globe as long as you by my side. I love you, girl. All I wanna do is give it to you. Lay you on your back and make the night spectacular.
Yo, what's up? You just died for radio. Man, we had a great show. OG Cocaine was in the house blessing us. Matt Four, you already know how you feel about that. You probably still got a buzz a lot of tapes, don't you?
Tapes? Nah, I wish I did. I gave it out to the homies. I wish I fucking didn't, because I know them bastards either have this excuse. They're broken, lost, or I just didn't give a fuck about them.
That last track was from Dewey the Rapper, and he'd been contacting Die 4 a lot and really putting in work and getting the business part done of what he needs to do to get songs played, and he definitely had the request, so we definitely showed the love. And it slowed it down a little bit, and this lady's still listening. I see some numbers out here, you know what I'm saying, so with definitely what is happening. But, all in all, a great show. But I'm going to go into overtime. I feel like bumping some music, you know what I'm saying? We still got some East Coast people rocking with us. We still got some Down South people rocking with us, but what a pleasure to talk to Cocaine tonight, though, right?
Fuck, yeah, that was big. That was major, man. Just like when we had PMD on 2 or 3 weeks ago, and then we had 5FT on and Richie Rich and them.
You know, Richie Rich, PMD was dope. Richie Rich was crazy because when he talked about Pac, I told him I was going to play something off All Eyes on Me, and he probably thought I was going to play the single, with him and Pac, to the ladies and this and that, and I played that Ain't Hard to Find, you know, and he was straight up like, yo, you want me to tell you how that song came together? Because it's pretty much all talk about Biggie or the East Coast at that time, you know. And it was just like, I just had a grin on my face. Like, yep, I've been wanting to hear how this shit came together for a minute. You know, like you almost want to be in the gossip. But, man, Die For Radio, we definitely do it big. You know, next Thursday, we got Granddaddy IU. I mean, you talk about these legends we have in this house, man. We also got the interview with the homie DMD. You know what I'm saying? And we just going to keep it going. I mean, you know, everything's going great. And the best part, it all involves with music. You know what I'm saying?
Motherfuckers just better wake up, man. Just Die For Radio, man. We're doing it big, man. It's fucking coming full circle soon. It's going to leave you fucking with a fucking circle around your eye, motherfucker. Color purple, bitch.
Yep. Absolutely, absolutely. So, look, we got 15 minutes of people that are listening online. There's still people, you know what I'm saying, that are listening on the phone that I'm just going to rock out music to. And then, you know, you want to archive it, you're going to hear the mix I did, even if you listen online. As soon as I decide to stop playing music, you can listen back to it again. So I'm going to go to a little music. As long as people are online, I'm going to go back to the phone line. So, you know what I'm saying? Let's just keep it a little something going. But I'm going to go right now. I'm going to do something a little newer. You know what I mean? And because we all talking about this coalition and everything, you know, this is one of the first features I had with this whole coalition. You know what I'm saying? This is my man Nesto off of his ridiculous articles and everything he doing over there in Buffalo. My story. Let's do this. Die For Radio.
Why everybody thinks they know your story? They think they know who you are because of the person that they see on TV. They think they know who you are because of the things that they hear on the radio. But they ain't see the struggle that you made to get to where you at now.
There was a young kid from New York who destined to be a king. Dedicated and loyal for following his dream. But it seemed like as if he on a warpath. No love, people trying to call him worthless. But this made him strong, working on his craft, get back. Every single person made him mad, this is not a fad. This is something he takes serious, passing out his tape, hoping somebody will hear it. One label hear it, they try to sign him. And now we start to think his problems are all behind him. Little did he know we getting played like a pawn. Send his message to his head that it's time to move on. Then Loud Pack came, he laughed at the name. Had a talk with Sam, and his words sound the same. Who would've knew that he telling the truth? This is story of my life and I'm sharing with you. Can't trust many people, so many lies, so many still. And I thought that we were equal, thought that we were equal. Somebody tell me what is going on, what are we doing to our people?
Yeah,
it's like it's so clear to my eyes, like everybody see through, everybody see through the real story of my life, and I share it with the people.
So I hope they absorbing the knowledge. Spent plenty nights in these streets, not enough days in college. That's the way this crazy life was treating me. Take actions when I speak, so I make sure they believe in me. Believe in me, I'm focused right and I'm ever ready. A mutual agreement to this game, we ain't even going steady. My story deadly, so I put it over headly medleys and cut through these beats like I'm speaking with some new machetes. Go ahead and catch me, or maybe just catch words. Trust only goes so far, this shit, they're absurd. Meditate with cuss words, drink beers and smoke herbs. Life of independent art inside these rope birds. Welcome to this life, I hope it's what you really wanted. Only chance to leave, best believe you don't really want it. So my story's seldom told in these cold tracks. My life's been a circle running into these flashbacks.
Can't trust many people, trust many people. So many lies, so many still. And I thought that we were equal, thought that we were equal. Somebody tell me what is going on, what are we doing to our people? It's like it's so clear to my eyes, like everybody see through, everybody see through the real of my life, and I share it with the people.
Uh-huh. Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
Get up. I told niggas once I thought they can't stop, the kid got scared.
I am for real.
And I ain't God just cause the fact that I'm black, motherfucker, I feel.
I am for real.
Yeah, I'm just telling you how I feel. Niggas aight, but they not that deal.
I am so real.
Motherfucker, I'm real. I got the hood on smash, bitch. This song gon' get a lot of niggas ass kicked. Cause half of y'all singing this ain't real. Motherfuckers might as well be plastic. And if I ever learn magic, I'll abracadabra you. You're lacking.
any data, so I flatter your vernacular. This is not a matter for massacre, it's a message. You effing around with a nigga that's way too aggressive. For me to not have nothing, I'm way too possessive. But now on, just for y'all to live, something gotta give. The reason why I ain't been pull out the fully, cause these niggas so pussy, I just feel like a bully. They should praise me like I had hair that was woolly, and feet made out of brass, and to kick your ass, cookie. Call you that, cause you tweeted in a week then, howling like a wolf, nigga, we can see the sheepskin. Well, they see him. And I ain't guarded, cause the fact that I'm black, motherfucker, I bear. I'm just telling you how I feel. Niggas can rap, but they not that deal. These motherfuckers might get more listens than me, cause they ain't got a quarter of the authenticity. Gangster like I was born in Sicily. If you a real G, then it's more than a mystery, cause ain't nobody heard of this work that you ever put in. Asses you put your foot in, they actually say you was putting. And you wasn't trapping before you was rapping. You was a nice guy, they don't know what happened. Got you a nice ride, that's when you start acting. Tricking the hoes, and when you holler, the foe was laughing. Still don't get it, guess that's the reason you won't quit it. I spit it for all the true authentic niggas like y'all for you, Sharif, my nigga Ben. We need why copy cool, it's the new AB, AB. Caramon is the movement, the music is trash. And I ain't gorgeous, cause the fact that I'm black, motherfucker, I feel. Yeah, I'm just telling you how I feel. Niggas are hype, but they not that deal.
Hey, yo, Si.
What's up, Judge?
A lot of people out there talking.
What are they saying?
They say you ain't got it no more. They say you lost your hunger. You lost that passion.
Cut the bush.
You got comfortable because your album came out.
Cut the bush. Cut the bush.
I say you got to give them a little taste to the future right now. Turn it up.
Ain't no more, Judge. I got these niggas, man. Hungry.
N stand for nasty, am I right? Nasty. Nesto, you there with us?
Yo, where you at, son?
Oh, I guess he just listening. Well, man, you know, we still got 8 minutes. We still live on the air, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah, motherfucker, big shout out to fucking phone calls.
Well, we got phone calls, but they, you know what I'm saying, they just want to chill. They turned their on-air buttons off, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to let them just, I think they just want me to play, like, more music, you know what I'm saying? So I figure I'll take the opportunity to play some Die For music. I mean,
fuck yeah,
you know, but big, big shout out to Cocaine. What a motherfucking, you know, pleasure to have people like that. And like Richie Rich and like PMD and the 5FT. I mean, these dudes are just such founders and like pioneers. Like I don't use that loosely. These dudes are pioneers. You know what I'm saying? And we've been blessed with these West Coast pioneers that we grew up in, but, you know, I always had a soft spot for the boot camp clique in the East Coast, and you already know that. So, you know, chopping up a rock from Helter Skelter, you already know was crucial with me, and then 5FT and now being able to talk to 5FT. And then, like, PMB is still in contact with me to this day, like, yo, what's up, what's happening, you know, just on a daily basis. You know, like, damn, yeah, well, everything all good, you know, and so, you know, big shout-out. For Sean, was a pleasure to have. This Die For Radio is really, you know, I'm really feeling, man, like the fan support we get, the coalition support we get, everything is just, I mean, that shit is money, homie. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck yeah. It's fucking lovely right
Either
now.
Either way.
Shit. I'm fucking still cheesing.
Hell yeah. I mean, Cocaine in the house, man. You know? Yep. It can't get a part in the pun. It can't get a more doper than that.
And we're not talking about no bags of blow, neither.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Doppel Productions in the house. We got a show in Riverside, back to my motherfucking stomping grounds. You know what I'm saying?
It's
at the Vibe Bar and Grill. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do a real big. Binky Mac is coming through, going to do the track with me. You know what I'm saying? Boo Gotti, Boo Capone, a.k.a. Boo Hef coming through. Oh, actually, you know what? We just got a new caller. So let's see what, you know what I'm saying, 336-587 has to say on Dot 4 Radio. What's happening? 336, you live on the air with Dot 4 Radio. What's going on with you?
Yo, what's going on?
What's happening, fam? What's your name? What you doing?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's cracking?
Oh, nothing but the same old man. I just wanna do a request for Dewey the Rapper. I know if you're still doing that, but I wanted to hear that if you a billionaire.
Yeah, we can definitely get. We just played not too long ago. You know, Dewey doing his thing, man. You know what I'm saying? We just did the Down for Me. You know what I'm saying? Which song was that?
It was if I was a billionaire. I know he got a bunch of them that I know he got a bunch of them.
I got you. No, and shout out your name and definitely tell people where they can find you if you're an artist yourself or anything. And where you from?
I'm from Reedsville, from where Dewey the Rapper is. They call me Biggin. I'm just a friend of his, a good supporter of his.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you calling up Dot 4 Radio, and we air, you know what I'm saying, every Tuesday and Thursday night. I'm in the West Coast, so our show starts at 11:30, you know what I'm saying, your time, I believe, in the East Coast. So, but keep rocking with us, man, because we definitely got tracks of his, and we definitely going to rock out with him, and he's going to have, you know, future endeavors with Dot 4 Radio and Dot 4 Productions. So we appreciate your phone call, man. We can get to that track.
All right, well, I appreciate you letting me hear. Let me talk. Thanks.
No problem. Dewey getting some love, man, for, you know what I'm saying? He definitely rocking it.
Hey, if they want the request, we ought to do what they want. Give it to them.
Yep, you got to feed the people. You got to feed the people. Here goes Dewey the Rapper. If I had a billion, you know what I'm saying? Dot 4 Radio, let's do it.
I wish I had a billion.
If I had a billion dollars, I would spend it on my happiness. If they say that you can't do that, I'm looking at them stupid like, who told you that? I'm going to get it all. I'm going to get it all. Kiss my wife, cause I know she'd be right here next to me. Cause if I had me $1 billion, she would never ever leave me. Just the two of our kids, they wanna be doctors. So I'ma go ahead, go pay for their college. For our parents, buy them a brand new house. Have famous designers come and deck it out. You know me, Dewey, I look out. Help my peeps from the street get their demos out. I know if I was rich, it'd be something you probably hate, cause I'd be throwing money at people telling them to get the fuck out of my face. If I had $1 billion, I would spend it on my happiness. If they say that you can't do that, I'm looking at them stupid like, who told you that? I'm gonna get it all. I'm gonna get it all. I'd have me a mansion on top of a mountain. Dual staircases, big chandelier hanging over a water fountain. Matter of fact, I'd throw out a couple extra bucks and buy that water fountain from the movie The Change Up. Now check Change Up, you know me, Dewey, I go hard. Like Tyson and Tigers in my front yard.
with a strip club in my basement. Let's face it, I need somewhere I can go to relax and get wasted. Children of America in need, don't cry. I give you $100 bills to wipe the tears from your eyes. You say money can't buy happiness, you in denial. That kid threw that money to his mama, she looked at me and smiled.
I had $1 billion, I would spend it on my happiness.
Your suit.
They say that you can't do that. I'm looking at them stupid like, who told you that? I'm gonna get it all. I'm gonna get it all.
The test of time, never smiling when I'm rhyming. I've been through too much to get me to this place I am. I'm shining through the way I'm speaking, speaking for my gospel fam. Take it to another level, back to feel the rest disheveled. Hit it with some intellect and show them how this craft is meddled. Always represent, never stop, ever settle till I'm reaching the top. Rocking the spot like some heavy metal, shaking these cops like I'm caught up in this crazy ghetto. Still missing my pop, life is pain and pain is influential. I'm smoking a lot. Fuck hoping it's a brief essential. The day that I drop, I'm copping thoughts, only sentimentals. True stories, my life nonfiction and glory. Blood, sweat, and tears, homies, what you got in store for me? I done been through it all, seen a bit through the brawls. And now my eyes is on the prize, I shine the spot you want my fall.
You're the hottest mixtape album in the streets. Officially ranked, officially ranked, it's a banger.
It's a banger.
See, I don't shine like the next man, I shine like the best man. Microphone in my left hand, I put my life on this next jam. Give a fuck if I'm a broke man, take my time like a slow jam. Patience is a virtue, I've learned that with the hard slam. I always bounce up, just damned if it's toast jam. Survival of the fittest, cocked back and it's no sham. Certified since you man, Riverside with the most damn. Made it out the gutter, was my plan from grade 2 fam. See me speaking to large groups as part of this program. Million dollar thoughts, add them up and it's dope man. Guy Lansky, the greatest I've fallen, I'm so planned. Something worth living for like my kids and my pops man. Weed's necessary, it's like a part of this big plan. Consuming what is natural, giving back to the land man. Hate me if you want, I'm just here and I stand the man. Standing for what I say, I'm standing to this day.
Hey, cause I don't know about this MC nowadays, but yeah, they sure not fucking with me.
Fucking with me.
Oh my God, 14.
Never speak of what I've seen, I keep it most to myself. But lyrically share experience to capture this wealth. I shine on what I say, outcast from what is played. But turn a full circle in a casual way. Seeking golden diamonds on me, oh that's dying away. It's all about the substance, how you lead the way. A stray's where I've been, but never begin. I'm on a mission, motherfuckers, I'm just about to begin. And my story seldom told, so my courage is bold. I'm ready to what's on the track, raving out of control. To my peeps that really knew me, know my flow was the nicest. From panorama apartments to hillside, that shit was priceless. Even days of crisis, shit storms and simple vices. Still carry the torch, still kill these mic devices. It's rhyme of one, homie, SD if you really knew me. My days are number kinda like the pages of a movie. But life is good, no drama, but don't get it misunderstood. Death's around the corner, especially these times, these neighborhoods. I live life fully, shine bright, so don't exclude me. From your top 5 or 10, I saw these tracks, something unruly. Kinda hard to pull me, stand up and give it to me. I shine them on the brightest, thought you motherfuckers know me.
pick up them checks, that insignificant car. Robin and Kevin and I teach a trademark. Pull on school billets, gangsta off and on. So no more Marathi teacher without second thoughts.
Jelly with it, fitty cat tilted with the fifth long, yeah, motherfucker get kitty with it, spit with it, got city lyric, my side notes, imagine if the kid got focused, rapping that die for my pen stroke, the death stroke, too many MCs, I bleed differently, my DNA, S&MP, Da Vinci, coded when I wrote it, devoted to get noticed, the potion, hypnotic, melodic, my soul coasting, I'm in the zone, I ain't never been, strapped with the same pen, Moses led the Jews from the pharaohs with, thoroughbred nigga from the giddy up, position underground, where my sound go, it blow my city up, enough said suspect. Getting butter for my bread is the best sex. Flex when I bust text. Written in cerebral, certified lethal. The stage is my steeple, I'm the voice of my people.
Quicker than just an insignificant talk. Robin and Kevin and I teach a trademark. Pull on school billets, gangsta off and on. So no more Marathi teacher without second thoughts.
Live life like it's instant death, breathing through a sniper's breath, semi-automatic, falling crisis like the country's dead, semi-counterfeit, never too clever, plus I'm nice as ever, come a long way, still headed in the stormy weather, die for constituents, damn right we sick as shit, the game ain't the same since, still a cult of mothership, but keep it coming with hits, comatose when it comes to this, rather be dead than represent all that garbage sense, to get a ride, you homie, moving majors like it's for sports, headed for greatness. To dope because life is short, smoking like a newborn, keep a high, never resort, wax this in the game for fame, so fuck it what you thought, devoted when I'm rapping true, from me to you, I'm from Killer California, so I hit you with the W, Riverside made me, though them days were crazy, never traded for the world, that's all my kids and my baby, yo.
Quicker than just an insignificant
talk,
Robin and Kevin and I teach a trademark, pull on school billets, gangsta off and on, so no more Marathi teacher without second thoughts.
Man, fuck that.
My brain is a full sheet, never going blank, I'm too deep. Don't ever underestimate how loud the truth speak. The black sheep waving in the air, the black heat. Making niggas running like track meets. My voice sound crazy on the snare.
That beat.
My hat beat straight to the front like black beeps. Way back riding on the bus, exactly. I take it to the time when the music was happy. And hair was permed out, nobody was nappy. Now niggas just turned out, nobody's frappy. You know what the turf out, ain't fucking with athletes. I'm fucking with real made. Man who deal cane, no squares in the circle. Better holler at Mills Lane. Your flow is a real shame, I kick it like Luke King. I separate the men from the immortal. The cold child with the elbow foul. It's so wild when it goes down. What the fuck I'm talking about, my nigga? Hey, man, what up? Fuck with your boy real quick, though.
I got you.
Other shit though.
Okay, fucking with the rhyme constructor, break loop maestro, master of the ceremony with the right tone, voice box note over drums like provolone, only niggas sitting at the table with Coleon, Sean Stacks, methamphetamine beyond crack, if I ain't on my job, then what you call that, anthropologist, digging up facts, give me 7 days, but I can resurrect rap, relax, let a pro do it, before double XL, I was showing improvement, came like a bat out of hell with my whole unit, no way around it, nigga, you gotta go through it, me and B to the R, hard to kill, Steve Mr. Gall, I breeze through these bars like I'm breaking out the box, huh? Either quit or reinvent your style. This is dedicated to the one dimension now. It's the L. Respect.
To play it, you know, and it's just a gift. And I just do what I feel with it. Right now, rap music is top. Rap music is number one over here. Rap music is ruling.
Are you ready?
South Central Los Angeles. So what you want to do?
Are you ready?
So what you want to do?
up once or twice, but they never did no dirt. But I'm amped to put my flats on the map with exchange of a scrap. But when motherfuckers trap, but I got to make a vow once I get to max two. So once I spot a rival, it's a must I do a meal. I spin around the corner, finna get dizzy. I ask the big homie, who is he? The fool with the wrong color on. Stand by the bone, said your mission is complete. Once you get his head blown off his motherfucking neck. Fuck the chin check, cause I done wrecked. But ain't even thought about the beer yet. You can smell the smoke in my clothes. The dope got me buzzed. Acting where we was is a buzz now. Pouring off the dust for them dead motherfuckers. Now they trying to stick 25 to a nigga. One more felony added to the two. Instead of killing fool, I wish I would've busted you. I'm only 13, but already serving heat. Only streets, the eating motherfuckers from the front.
We're gonna make a dance to what we have to
should I do? Should I bang with the red or should I bang with the blue?
With the rhythm it takes to dance through us, we have to live through.
So what you wanna do?
What should I do? Should I hang with the fake or should I hang with the truth?
I jumped 16 times. Niggas don't want none. It's a red gauge. Aim for your lungs. These little devils don't go to heaven. Won't come to heaven. Cause I'ma cock back and leave seven. Laid in your chest. Well, what's the best, Mr. LAPD? Y'all can't check me. Fuck the rest, I'ma roll with the clip. And try to get dope with no one-time trip. It's 24, ain't a joke. Niggas catching L's. Just close Wakeside. Now I'm in sales. Heaps up like a sack. Nigga, fuck that. I'd rather ride 100 folks bent off track. You call it what you want, cause I don't keep my clock on safety. Finish smoke your ass if you make
it. With the rhythm, it takes the dance. We have to live through.
So what you wanna do?
What should I do? Should I bang with the wizard? I bang with the blizzard.
With the rhythm, it takes the dance. We have to live through.
So what you wanna do?
What should I do? Should I hang with the bangers? Should I hang with the
truth? I'm thinking, fuck school. Mom's banging at the door. Letting me know my black ass best is the flow. Here we go again. Teachers wondering where I've been with no apps and slip when I bailed in.
Yeah.
Smelling like the stickiest shit on the streets. Got stress joints. $4.50 each service. So, pop popping out the bungalows. Me and Cell Mac blown. Gripping the order hoes. Leaving froze from the game I spit. Hollin' use a version, but I'm knowing bitch. You love dick. So, what's up, Rick? Gigonzo, rock that clock. You on my dock. My videos on the rock.